This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Though 40% of pregnancies end in abortion in New York City, and though the per capita rate of abortions in the city is dropping, Planned Parenthood breaks ground this week on a new 17,000-square-foot abortion business in Queens. Among all women of childbearing age in 2011, 4% had abortions. The next year, 2012, that number dropped to 3%. A story at LifeNews.com might help explain the drug use that former abortion workers say is rampant at abortion clinics. Published in the Annals of Health Law, a report is telling the stories of victims of human trafficking. These women say that not only were abortions forced by pimps, many of the abortionist doctors were clients of the trade. This is Life News Radio.
Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life.
The American Civil Liberties Union must be saying something that pro-abortion advocates are not. Ryan Bomberger has been reporting that the high abortion rate among blacks is being fostered by the NAACP. He is appealing a court ruling saying that his often derisive news reporting is a violation of the NAACP registered trademark. The ACLU seems to disagree and has come to the aid of Ryan Bomberger. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.